Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris with Kusu Chuang. It's 7:38 right now. And joining us on the line to take a look at world markets today is Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at US Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Hey, Joe, good morning. Can we start with German elections and the loss of support for Merkel and the coalition's open doors refugee policy? What does that mean for peace in Europe?
Well, I mean, the biggest issue, it could slow down more pan-European policies, you know, strengthen the eurozone. You saw the euro weaken a little bit here. But, you know, I think Angela Merkel can work it through. I mean, Germany doesn't do anything fast or easy. So, and they lived up to that today. So we're not giving up on the euro. We still like European equities. It's not the end of the world. But, you know, it's a reminder that populism globally is still alive. You know, we went through the Dutch and the French elections and said that they're all clear. Not necessarily. So it's not the end of the world. And I think Merkel will navigate kind of what she has to deal with. It's going to be a very messy coalition.
Well, Joe, you sound more confident than the broader investment community, because I think the concern is the challenge Merkel has in finding coalition partners to forge through the way forward for the eurozone and obviously the beleaguered growth in the eurozone.
Well, but the good news is, cyclically speaking, I mean, the eurozone is growing by like 2% or more. The July numbers are a little weaker than expected, but. Yeah, you know, in general, I think the story, the greatest surprise for 2017 will be kind of the rebound in European growth. But, you know, with Merkel kind of a little bit set back here, can they continue it to 2018 and 2019? You know, investors are looking for more Europe, not less, you know, more European integration, eurozone, capital markets, and so forth. It took a little step back here, but to me, at the end of the day, I think we continue forward. I mean, so I would be buying European equities and or the euro on a dip.
Joe, what's your weighting? Are you more currency euro or are you more equities euro? What's your weightage?
I mean, we're buying more of the small cap, mid cap, domestic focused companies in, you know, Spain, Italy, the core of Europe, France, and in Germany. Good growth coming out of there. I mean, the biggest bear case in Europe is really the United Kingdom, because I think they're bleeding capital because they decided to leave the European Union. But other than that, outside of that, we're still bullish on European equities, because I do think, you know, cyclically they're recovering, a lot of robotics, capital expenditures, lower interest rates. ECB is going to be very dovish, in my opinion, for the next, say, 18 months. So it's a good backdrop for European equities and currency.
Well, switching to your side of the pond, Joe, you would have seen some news flow on Donald Trump's tax plan. Kind of like an about face on his election campaign promises of taxing the rich. He's instead lowering, according to the speculation, lowering taxes on the rich as well as the corporations. What's your view on that?
Well, my view on that is like to be determined, because, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to the tax reform package. I mean, it takes quarters, if not years, to pass tax legislation. So the first read this week about, you know, the 20% corporate tax rate and income tax reduction for wealthy individuals, we'll see. The good news for the market is that it's out there. It's being talked about. That's the key issue. The details will come later, and literally later, I mean next year, in terms of what it actually looks like. The fact that they're talking about it, that's good. That's buoyancy for the market. But the details to be determined.
What do you think that's going to do for headline growth expectations for 3% and above? Do you think that's going to help it or impede it?
No, I don't think it'll do anything really in Q3, Q4. That's already, I mean, obviously Q3's baked in the cake. We're there already. But like Q4, Q1, and all the CEOs I talk to, they talk about underlying demand. They're looking for more labor. They're paying more for labor. They're talking about very strong growth in Europe, by the way. It's amazing. I was in Canada. All they want to talk about is not the U.S. Probably a good thing. They want to talk about strong demand. In Europe, China's doing fine in developing Asia in general. So I think the real focus for investors is earnings the next, say, 6 months out, and it's positive. So be in equities.
Okay, quick view from you, Joe, on the dollar. What's going to happen to the greenback, especially against the context of this whole Fed balance sheet unwind?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, the Fed balance sheet unwind. I think it's going to be slow, as Janet Yellen says, they like watching paint dry. I hope it's that unpredictable. It probably won't be. But in general, I think the dollar, ever since Donald Trump, President Trump, reached across the aisle September 6th and said, I'll do a deal with Democrats, the dollar is bottom. I don't look for a big upside here. The dollar basically is range-bound. I don't see any big move in the currency markets between now and the end of the year.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for your time. Joe Quinlan's Chief Market Strategist for the U.S. Trust Bank of America, Private Wealth Management in New York City.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.